Hello there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast. And today, as well as doing our entertainment with Claire, we have, and it's a pinch yourself moment for me, we have in the studio today Mark Spiller, who's the European Marketing Manager for Royal Enfield. Welcome, Mark.
Hello, Ross. Hello, Claire.
It's fantastic that you're here because we're at the start, we're at the launch of 6 weeks of Royal Enfield in Redditch. It's the return of the brand to the town where it was born, really.
Absolutely. We are indeed. Interestingly, 52 years ago, the factory very sadly closed in Redditch. But I am pleased to say that we're back, and we're back this time round for just 6 weeks, sadly. But it's certainly our intention to re-establish the association with the town and the relationship.
And tell me, for those who don't know, for those who aren't 52 years old or older, what exactly is a Royal Enfield motorcycle?
A Royal Enfield motorcycle is a pure traditional motorcycle. And literally, as the logo said, it's made like a gun. It's craftsmanship. The motorcycles were produced here in Redditch, and production started in 1901. Went all the way through until 1967 here, did continue in another factory for a couple of years before moving to Indian production.
Okay, and it was the invasion of all the Japanese bicycles, what am I talking about, motorcycles, that sort of killed the market in Britain.
Yeah, there's been a lot of books written on the subject, what happened to the British motorcycle industry. And it's a sad story, but, you know, perhaps arguably typical of Britain in terms of, you know, we have some fabulous engineers, fabulous ideas, but, you know, perhaps what we don't do is invest. And our lack of investment in the motorcycle industry all of those years ago, unfortunately, did open the doors to the competition. However, I'm pleased to say, not only is Royal Enfield back here for 6 weeks, but Royal Enfields are now jointly developed in the UK as well as India. So a lot of the new product that we're launching is actually conceived just down the road in Leicester.
Goodness me. And Royal Enfield itself, I mean, the motorcycle's designed for going places, but the brand itself has been on a bit of a journey because it's been out to India, hasn't it? And now it's come back to Europe.
Yeah, well, the story behind the brand, the Indian Army bought Royal Enfield motorcycles back in the 50s from the factory here in Redditch. And the purchasing was so prolific that Royal Enfield decided to set up a company in Madras to handle the purchases by the government and army. When the factory sadly closed, that business was bought by some Indian investors and became the Madras Motor Company. So production continued. So from 1967, motorcycles were still being produced, Royal Enfield motorcycles, and produced in India, but produced on a very small scale, and they weren't exported. Over the years, the sales grew and grew in the home market, and around 2000, a very large conglomerate bought the existing factory out, and motorcycles were being produced in thousands and thousands. Today in the home market, we produce something like 865,000 motorcycles.
Oh,
massive amount. And in the last 10 years, and certainly in the last 3 years to any great degree, the brand is being exported to 42 countries globally. And sales are now increasing some pretty heavy numbers around the world.
Goodness me. So, I mean, why is it so popular? I mean, you mentioned that Royal Enfield is motorcycling in its purest form. But what form does that take?
Royal Enfield motorcycles have always been pure. That's a word we use to describe the motorcycle and the brand. Some might say simple, but actually that's far from the truth. There's an awful lot of engineering that has to take place to make something quite pure. We have a twin-cylinder air-cooled engine, which is actually rather rare because emission controls that are required around the world nowadays have made these engines very much water-cooled and high-tech. but our engineering ability and skill is being able to keep it in that pure state. So our motorcycles are single cylinder with one of the platforms, and the new motorcycles conceived jointly in the UK with India and launched to the market last year are twin cylinder motorcycles, and both have their heritage firmly rooted back here in Redditch. The 650 is an Interceptor, and we had a 750 Interceptor all those years ago, and the Continental GT 650 is based on Continental GTs from the 50s, all produced by the factory here in Redditch.
And you mentioned while we were talking earlier that, I mean, the UK motorcycle industry and Europe itself, I mean, that's vital for the entire industry as itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. The European market is the most influential market globally. It's the most mature market for motorcycles. The UK is probably the most important country within Europe from a motorcycle perspective, because motorcycling really was born in the UK. And what happens in the UK, and certainly what happens throughout Europe, is watched very closely in markets all across the world. And our products back in India are aspirational products, and they're aspirational products because they're highly regarded in markets like Europe.
Ah, I see. So, I mean, for Redditch and its connection with Royal Enfield, I mean, this is, we're at the beginning of something really big here, aren't we?
I certainly hope so. Absolutely, yes. I mean, Royal Enfield today in the UK and the rest of Europe is experiencing tremendous growth. Year on year, our motorcycles and sales have grown quite considerably. And the reason why we are doing particularly well, apart from it being a British brand with an Indian soul, is our motorcycles fall into a sector of motorcycling that's growing. And that sector is, for want of a better phrase, a retro, classic, true, traditional style motorcycle. That sector of the market is the market that is growing the most, and we happen to fit completely within that sector of the market.
Are we talking about born again bikers here, or are you attracting the younger audience as well?
For Royal Enfield, we're in a fortunate position where part of our design brief is to make the motorcycles accessible from a price point. So what we're able to do in many areas is actually grow the new motorcycle market. So the price point of our machines can very often be very close to that of a new machine from other brands. So we are able to capture that sector of the market.
So you're saying it's an affordable brand, isn't it?
It is affordable, absolutely. Yes, it is an affordable brand.
Now tell me, the Great British Motorcycle, I've been up to the Motorcycle Museum. They always said you could tell a British bike because it had a little oil leak underneath the engine sump. I take it these modern bikes, they've got none of these problems.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The only bikes, Royal Enfields, that are currently leaking oil today are Satin Leicester, and those bikes, I'm afraid, are the ones that date back to sort of 1920, 1930. No, oil leaks are a thing of the past for all motorcycle brands, for sure, definitely.
Yeah.
But not to say that you won't see some oil leaks in Redditch, because we have our showcase in the Kingfisher Centre where we're featuring the past, the present and the future, and we've got a quadricycle that will be on display there that dates back to 1901 all the way up to the present day. So there will be some oil leaks there.
That's good to know, actually. That's good to know. And again, you know, the old bikes, they had drum brakes, didn't they? But these have got discs and everything. These are state-of-the-art machines.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say state-of-the-art, because that's not pure motorcycling. But there is a lot of technology in the motorcycle. Not necessarily out of design choice, that's because legislation is dictating that things like ABS, as you described, and fuel injection because emissions requires this increase in technology. But it's certainly intentionally kept to the minimum requirement.
Yeah. So, I mean, talk me through the range. What sort of bikes will the people of Redditch be able to go and see on during the 6 weeks?
Okay, well, during the 6 week period, if we're looking from the from the past. As I say, we start off at 1901 with our quadricycle, which was a four-wheeled machine. We then go through to 1937 with an 1140cc V-twin engine. We've got some factory racing machines that competed in the International Trials Series back in the 50s and 60s on display. And then when we move into the current era, we've got the Bullitt, which is still in production and has actually been in production for over 70 years. That one's on display along with the Classic, which is a variant of that machine. We have our Himalayan motorcycle, which is a 410cc, very contemporary adventure motorcycle. And also on display are the two new bikes from last year, the 650 Interceptor and the 650 Continental GT. And then covering off the future, we've got here in Redditch, we brought it back from the United States for this event, our KX concept, which is perhaps how Royal Enfields will look in the near future. It is only a concept. I'm not saying it's going into production. But that's a very exciting motorcycle. That will be in the window. And that particular bike caused a lot of interest when it was shown for the first time in Milan last year.
Right, so the people of Redditch and visitors, because I'm sure people are going to come from far and wide, they're going to hear this podcast, they're going to see our story on the internet, and they should be making tracks to Redditch, shouldn't they?
I certainly hope they do. They will not be disappointed, for sure. Definitely not. And, you know, this is a celebration of the tremendous engineering that went on here all of those years ago, and I'm just fortunate enough to play a very, very small, tiny part of keeping that story alive and the brand alive from a Redditch perspective.
Yes, of course, and Redditch has got its own Royal Enfield Owners Club.
It has indeed.
It meets at it meets in Studley, at the Intacco in Studley, and it's got a biographer of the Royal Enfield brand in Anne Bradbury.
Yeah.
Anne Bradford, sorry. And you're going to be appearing in the old Turkish restaurant, is that right?
No. Interesting thing about Turkish restaurant is that is the original site back in the very early 1900s of Royal Enfield's retail shop. Right. So what we're going to be doing, I won't give away too much, but we're going to change the facade.
Right.
And when you walk past that shop after Friday, it won't look like a Turkish restaurant. It may just remind you of the past. In the Kingfisher Centre itself, we have a store, and that will be the past, future, and present zone.
That's it. It's going to be opposite Clinton's Cards.
Absolutely, yes.
And so visitors to the Kingfisher, they can pop in, they can just see some of the wonderful machines that are going to be on show there.
They can indeed.
And tell me, if anybody wants to get into motorcycling, is there going to be advice there? You know, can people find out more?
Yes, at the weekends. What we will do at the weekends is we'll make sure that we have staff there that can talk about the motorcycles, talk about getting into motorcycles, and, you know, maybe share some of those fantastic memories from the past.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. I know that I'm going to go along on Thursday just to get a sneak preview, really, and I'm going to be along there on Friday, and I'm going to be just sort of gazing at these machines on Saturday and Sunday, and probably every day too. I don't know about you, Claire. What do you think?
I'm there. I didn't know anything about this, but yeah, amazing.
Great. Fantastic. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'll be there. Mark, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
We're going to move across to Claire, who's going to tell us all about the what's on in Redditch and the surrounding areas. And we're going to come back and talk about a little bit of news, you know, some of the news stories that are coming up in this week's Redditch Standard. Speak to you later.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Redditch and Ulster areas. Starting off on Friday, the 31st of May, we've got the brilliant Led Hendricks performing at the Rocklands Club in Redditch. This will be a musical tribute to two iconic rock and roll acts, of course, Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin. The event actually coincides with the birthday of our very own John Bonham. So if you do get down to the Rocklands on Friday, expect a party, and expect a party like a rock star. It's going to be a lot of fun. And happy birthday up there to John Bonham. Also on Friday night, we've got the incredible Talon here in Redditch at the Palace Theatre. If you haven't seen Talon before, then you're in for a real treat. They perform Eagles classics with breathtakingly beautiful arrangements. They're truly spectacular. They're on tour all over the UK at the moment and are selling out at many of those venues. So if you do want to see them, get your tickets quickly from the Palace Theatre. Box office is 01527 65203. Moving on to Saturday, the 1st of June. If you're feeling in a charitable mood on Saturday, make sure you get along to the clothing collection at the Bridge Church. This was St Luke's Church once upon a time, if you know it as that. It's on the Evesham Road in Headless Cross, Redditch. It's going on from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. and it's all in aid of the Bromsgrove and Redditch Welcomes Refugees programme. It's also a great way to declutter. What do they say? One man's junk is another man's treasure and all that. It's also a great way of helping out these good causes too. So we hope you see you there. There's also a church open day at Beeley Church on Saturday, they've asked us to mention. B988AR is the postcode for your sat-nav. If you go, make sure you ask them all about their skull that they've got there. They've got some pretty interesting and spooky stories at that church, I tell you. 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and what a nice thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. Also on Saturday, there is a French dance and music event happening at Elf Church Village Hall. B487JX is the postcode for your sat-nav on that one. Pop along and enjoy a variety of traditional French dances, polkas, mazurkas, waltzes, breton. It's all going on there. 2:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. They do say to take your own refreshments with you, but they'll provide the music, the dancing and the fun, of which you must join in, of course. And of course, on Saturday, we also have the Royal Enfield Showcase, which we talked about in the podcast earlier, happening at the Kingfisher Shopping Centre opposite Clinton's Cards. This showcase will be running for 6 weeks, celebrating Royal Enfield and Redditch itself. I can't wait to see the 1901 bike they talked about in the podcast, and also the Flying Flea that I heard about recently when the historian Dan Snow came to Redditch. Apparently, they used to drop these little motorbikes called Flying Fleas on parachutes down to soldiers to help them out on the ground. Fascinating stuff, and how cool that the iconic Royal Enfield brand all started right here in Redditch. Really hope you get to see the showcase starting on Saturday and learn or teach your kids all about our brilliant heritage here in Redditch. Then on Saturday evening, we've got some fun live music happening. The Ultimate Commitments and Blues Brothers Experience will be on at the Palace Theatre. And there's also a Pet Shop Boys and 80s Tribute Night happening at the Oust House. Always a great time there. And talking of there is anyone there who likes a good psychic? Well, there is an evening of mediumship with psychic Nikki Kitt happening at the Palace Theatre on Saturday night. If you're like me and love a good psychic, and apparently Nikki Kitt is amazing, you do need to get yourself there. Box office number for tickets is 01527 65203. Then moving on to Sunday, the 2nd of June. Don't forget, it's Studley Car Boot Sale on Sunday in Studley. B96 6ER is the postcode for your sat-nav. Gates open at 6 a.m. studleycarbootsale.co.uk if you want all the details, or if perhaps you want to take your own stuff and have your own stall there. It's all on their website. There's also a fun farm day happening at Forge Mill on Sunday. This is for the whole family, where you can become farmers for the day and get up close and personal with farmyard animals and tractors. Get all the details for that on forgemill.org.uk. And of course, it wouldn't be a proper Sunday night in Aswith Bank if we didn't have Alan's charity quiz night at the Bell Inn. Always a great time there on Sunday at 9 p.m. And if you don't make that one, there's also a smartphone quiz night happening at the Bell Inn at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop you on our social media channels. Thanks for listening and have a great week. Back to you, Ross.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard Podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Claire. Plenty going on in Redditch this weekend. I think I might be going to see Tal and myself, who are appearing at the Palace Theatre on Friday night. So, who knows? But now, just a run-through of a few news stories. Mark Spiller, our man from Royal Enfield, he was totally jet-lagged. He's had to dash off to his hotel. So, Claire has stepped in to have a little chat about the news. And first up is Rachel McLean, the Town's MP, has decided she'll be backing Michael Gove in the battle to be the leader of the Tory party and, of course, our Prime Minister. Have you any views on that?
Out of all 12, I think it's 12 now. I think he's not my favourite. I have to say he's not my favourite, but it's who knows. I quite like what Sajid Javid said today. He's not just talking about Brexit. He's also talking about investing £1 billion over the next 3 years and putting 20,000 police officers on the street. I'd like to have more of that going on rather than just, are we in, are we out, the sort of deal that they're going to do.
Yeah, that's true enough. I mean, I think Brexit is just dominating everything, isn't it? And, you know, I've got the same sort of question marks over Michael Gove as perhaps you have, even though he's a fellow Scot. You know, it doesn't mean we're all brilliant, actually, does it? but no, I mean, I've got some questions over him, even though, you know, Rachel values his ability because he's an experienced member of the cabinet. He's a Brexiteer, obviously, but yeah, he does raise some questions in my mind.
Well, I just remember the last time when he was against Boris, didn't he really kind of ruin it for Boris at the last minute?
I think he did,
and he made promises that. And I always think that if you break your trust, it irks me, and I don't forget it, kind of thing. And I almost feel like I want someone now. They're going to have to be brilliant, aren't they, to satisfy and keep everyone in the country happy.
I know, it's a bit of a beauty contest, really, isn't it?
It is. I don't know if that perfect person exists, but we'll see.
We will indeed. But, you know, whoever, you know, I quite like the Sajid as well. You know, Sajid, he's got some good ideas, hasn't he?
And I have to say, I do like Boris, but I think he's very popular in one hand and very unpopular in another group. So, I don't know, they've all got their pros and against. We'll see. It's going to be an exciting contest.
It's going to be exciting, and who knows who the final two will be. My money's on Matt Hancock, who's the Health Secretary.
I don't know much about him, actually.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dark horse, I think.
Is he for Brexit? Is he going to... deal or no deal?
I think he's more of a deal man.
Right,
but,
okay.
But it should be interesting to see how it all ends.
Well, I do respect Rachel McLean, our MP here in Redditch, so Gove must have some good qualities to him. We'll see what happens. She always seems to be a very wise woman, Rachel?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Moving on, slightly out of Redditch to Ulster, where they're putting the final touches to their neighbourhood plan. Now, a neighbourhood plan is a document which becomes law, really, and it's held by the district council, which in this case would be Stratford District Council, and it means that the people of Ulster, they can have a say on where new developments are placed, and the look of new developments. They can define line of sight so that they can, you know, they don't have blots on the landscape breaking all over a beauty spot or anything like that, and that document, it's been consulted on, and it's now going out to public consultation, starting tomorrow, in fact, Thursday. I don't know when this is going out, but it's the 30th of May that it all goes out for public consultation. What do you think?
I like that idea. I like the fact that you give the local population an opinion, because so often these things seem to get passed by our councils and things, and we're often the last people to hear about it, or it happens when at the last minute where we can't do much about it. So it's kind of nice thinking that local people have a say in these things, but I can foresee problems, because are you going to keep everyone happy all the time?
Well, you know, it's the nature of the beast, isn't it? Democracy, you know, as we know, you know, there's going to be 48% of people sometimes who don't get what they want. I know that Alf Church last year, they successfully passed their neighbourhood plan. And, you know, it's such a valuable document because it, I mean, they were able to preserve beauty spots and views, as well as, you know, have a say on where any new development, and, you know, they accept that new development will have to take place, but where that development can be built and the look of it. So I think it's quite a significant document.
I love the idea. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It surprises me that it hasn't been happening before now.
Yes, it's part of the government's Localism Act a few years ago, and I think town councils, parish councils are just beginning to get up to speed on it. I know that Studley, for instance, they're currently working through their neighbourhood plan, and I don't know about Redditch, I don't know if Redditch has got one, but it's a great opportunity for local people to have their say on the future look of their town or village.
And do local people know where to go and find the plan and see it?
I'm just about to tell them.
I was
them.
About to say,
I'm
is, just it, about to is say. It going to be in our paper?
It's going to be in our paper. It's going to be in the Redditch Standard on one of our pages. I don't know which page yet. But they can also find it at Ulster Town Council, because the clerk will hold a copy of this document. And they can also search for it on the Stratford District Council website.
Okay.
So it's all going to be there for people to have their say on. And they've got 6 weeks. That's the length of the consultation. I think it takes it some time to July. And long may they have their say. And let's hope they come up with a good document.
And will then it be a vote whether these things happen or not? Or
that's right. It then goes to a vote. It's that word again, referendum. It goes to a referendum. And if it's passed, and I'm sure it would be, the Isle of Church one, I mean, that was passed pretty conclusively. Once the local population have voted, and if they vote to accept it, then it will be back to the district council to formally approve it, and then it becomes law. And any developer or any town planner will have to take that document into account, you know, when they're deciding future development in the village, in the town.
Oh, I'm going to be interested to see how it all pans out, whether anything ever actually gets done because everyone agrees, or whether it's, it works brilliantly. It could go one of either ways, couldn't it?
It could do. And if you want to see what these things look like in practice, I mean, you can look at the Isle of Church one. We covered it fairly substantially in the Redditch Standard. And so if you just need to look at Isle of Church at www.redditchstandard.co.uk, put in Isle of Church neighbourhood plan, and the complete stories will all come up.
Brilliant.
And finally, we don't want to put too many stories out yet. We want to keep a bit of surprise back for the newspaper. The Borough Council has announced the lineup for the Morton Stanley Festival.
Oh, I just saw this on Instagram. Amazing. It sounds like we're going to have some really good bands back from the 80s.
Back from the 80s and the 90s, yes. Republica.
Brilliant.
Who, personally, I don't remember.
I do. They had a couple of really hit songs, yeah.
You're much younger than I am, though.
They were really good, yeah. Really good.
Okay, and so Republica are going to be there. Led Hendrix, who are a kind of Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin tribute band. And Scarbucks.
Scarbucks are a ska band, aren't they? I haven't actually seen them.
You beat me to it, didn't you?
I've seen Led Hendrix before, and they're amazing. They were actually voted by, you know, the agents of who do all these tribute acts. Mm-hmm. They were voted. All the agents do the big vote every year, and Led Hendrix won. I think in 2017 as the best tribute in the whole of the UK.
Wow!
So they are amazing, and their manager apparently is the son of Led Zeppelin's real manager. I can't remember what his name is, Mark Grant or something like that.
Okay.
And their manager is his son. So it's very kind of authentic, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to see them again. I've seen them before and they're amazing.
Fantastic. And, Led Hendrix, they're only from just down the road in Bromsgrove. So it's going to be a fantastic lineup. It's all free. It's happening in August. And it's all laid on by the Borough Council.
It's always a fantastic weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's great. It's on the Saturday and Sunday. And I know every year there's a few complaints from people about the noise. But generally, it's a great day out for...
Get earplugs.
Get it.
Everyone else loves it. It's a fantastic event and it's great for Redditch. And we're lucky having Morton Stanley Park right there. It's just such a beautiful park.
And, of course, you're going to remind me that it's named after...
Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
Dr. Livingstone,
I tell everyone. I think you told me that, or...
No, you told me that.
I think that's right. I think my dad told me and I told you. But I tell everyone that now. Whenever I'm driving past it, I'm like, do you know where that name's from?
And that's great. Well, I tell you what, there's so much happening in Redditch. We've got Royal Enfield. We've got a fantastic lineup of leisure and concerts on. And we've got all these things happening.
Summer's here and it's all happening in Redditch.
It is indeed. Claire, thanks for stepping in and helping with the news. And all that's left is for me to say to get in touch. You can get to me on the website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. You can email me at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com or at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk or give us a call on 01527 588 697. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.